Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G. She was born 9/2/63. Today's 11/21/25. This is a 63-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease with heart failure, hypertension, mixed hyperlipidemia, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, as well as history of systemic lupus erythematosus and rheumatoid arthritis, period. Patient had a pacemaker placed 2 years ago. She's in severe pain. Her blood pressure is elevated at 170 over 92. She states that they stole her Tylenol number 3 in the middle of August, and she's still waiting for the police report to be able to get more medications, period. Patient has shortness of breath, swelling of the lower extremity, obesity. Patient has a KPS of 40%, PPS of 30%. Patient has COPD, osteoarthritis, and hyperlipidemia, as well as chronic pain related to her symptoms, period. I'm sorry, her KPS is 40%, current PPS is at 30%, her RMAC is at 28 centimeter. This has gone up 1 centimeter because she says, I'm full of fluids at this time period. Her blood pressure is elevated both because of kidney involvement and because of her severe pain, she states, period. Patient requires help with LADL. She lives with her mom, and who's considered her primary caregiver. She eats about 50% of her food and has insure as supplementation, period. Did I say bowel and bladder incontinent? Okay, great. Patient has increased shortness of breath, decreased exercise tolerance, the point that it's hard for her to get out of bed. And only gets out of bed when she totally has to, completely has to. Findings given above findings, the edema of the lower extremity, the worsening of her kidney function, the rheumatoid arthritis, the lupus, and her hypertensive heart disease. Worsening symptoms with increased blood pressure makes her hospice eligible to continue with hospice care at home. Overall prognosis remains poor given the natural progression of her disease. Okay, 1 second. Let me see if there's anything else I need to put in there. Oh, patient does have oxygen available to her when she wants and she's interested in it. The blood pressure was 194 over 102 today. Oxygen saturation is at 96%, pulse of 89. Put that in there somewhere. Thank you. That's great.